2 dozen people holding picket signs are lined on the sidewalk outside the Wells Fargo Bank in downtown Juneau. Doug Woodby is leading a small crowd in a call and response. On the bed of a pickup, Bob Schroeder stands before a plywood model of an Alaska Airlines credit card. He lifts his chainsaw. And then he slices the card in two, tossing the pieces on the street. This was just one of more than 100 demonstrations across the nation on Tuesday for the Stop Dirty Banks Day of Action. Demonstrators gathered outside of big banks like Wells Fargo, Citibank, Chase Bank, and Bank of America, which owns the popular Alaska Airlines credit card.
Every time we deposit, insert, swipe, or tap our cards, congratulations, we've just helped to finance extreme oil.
The hope is to pressure banks to end their investments in oil and gas expansion. Alaska is at the center of a national debate on fossil fuel expansion. Earlier this month, the Biden administration approved the Willow Project. It's the major ConocoPhillips oil drilling project on Alaska's North Slope. The project was a rallying point for Rebecca Contreras, who spoke on Tuesday. She's an activist with the Tongass chapter of Women for Forests. In her speech, she called attention to the state's continued push for mining and drilling activities.
I'm sick of hearing people, culture, and land protection are important, and industry is getting shoved down our throat.
ConocoPhillips relies on big banks to fund projects like Willow. They've received $10 billion from the four banks since the signing of the Paris Agreements. The demonstration's national organizers hope that customers can pressure their banks to stop funding new oil and gas projects. The vast majority of protesters are retirees. Older Americans are well suited to appeal to banks. They control the vast majority of wealth in the United States. In Juneau, protesters said they want their concern about climate change to be reflected in how they manage their money. For Kate Troll, that might mean ditching the Alaska Airlines credit card.
We love the miles, you know, but I think we have to think about the greater trade-off, and that's what this is trying to bring attention to.
Some demonstrators signed a pledge to close their accounts if banks don't commit to ending fossil fuel financing. Before Tuesday, the pledge had over 17,000 signatures nationally.
I come from Southeast Alaska, where it rains a lot on me. And I'm going to move my money to a bank that's fossil-free.
Whether the protest will have any sway remains to be seen. The banks have overlooked multiple calls to limit funding for fossil fuels in the past. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.
I'm going to get a different one from a bank that's fossil-free.